At Bella Ballerina Dance Studios, we dance through storybook themes to bring them to life. On the Bella Ballerina Storytime podcast, we'll share with you our favorite storybooks so that you can fall in love with them just like we did. You'll meet imaginative characters and be swept away to magical places as we read our favorite storybooks aloud. We can't wait to tell you a story. Let's turn the page.
It's Miss Tenley, and today we are going to be reading The Golden Glow by Benjamin Flew. I love this book because the fox is so caring and kind towards the flowers, and he knows every different kind. I want you to think about what is your favorite kind of flower. Let's get into it. Every evening, sitting in his armchair, Fox likes to leaf through the old botany books, looking for the next new plant to add to his collection. What's this? A page with no picture? The golden glow is a plant from the well-hidden family. It is very rare and only grows high in the mountains. No specimen has ever been described. This sounds like a fabulously fascinating flower. Tomorrow, I'm off to the mountain to search of it. Before bedtime, Fox gets his backpack ready, making sure not to forget a map, a snack, grape pate sandwiches, his favorite, a notebook, a pencil, a waterproof jacket, a warm sleeping bag, a full water bottle, a hat with two little holes for his ears, a flashlight, a compass, a small tent. The sun isn't even up yet, but Fox is ready. He has a long day's walk ahead of him. With his trusty compass and a map in hand, there's no danger that he'll get lost. The forest is quiet and peaceful. First thing in the morning, only a few birds are awake and chirping. Fox studies the plants and trees that line the path. They're all ones he's seen before. He knows the name of each tree he walks under. Here's a fir tree. This one's a beech tree. There's an oak. And that one's a spruce. Next is the ash tree, then the famous maple. And last is the sturdy larch. As he nears the riverbank, Fox catches sight of a bear, leisurely fishing for salmon. Good morning, bear. Maybe you can help me. I'm on the hunt for a golden glow, a fabulously fascinating flower. I don't know what it looks like, but I do know it's very rare. Every day I come to the river and fish, and every day I see the same flowers. Most of them are beautiful, but none of them are very rare. You should talk to Marmot. She knows all of the mountain's plants, but she isn't easy to find. Fox looked under slabs of rock, inside hollow stumps, in an old earthen burrows, but no Marmot. Where can she be hiding? It's almost noon, and Fox is hungry. He sits on a fallen log and pulls one of his great pate sandwiches out of his backpack. A snout pokes out from the bush across the way, followed by two pointy ears. Its nostrils sniff in the air for a whiff of the irresistible grape pate. Fox recognizes his cousin, Wolf, right away and invites him over to share his snack. I've never seen the golden glow, Fox, but I do know where to find Marmot. As soon as I'm done with this delicious sandwich, I'll take you to her. I'm as hungry as a wolf. After a long trek through the forest, Fox and Wolf finally reach a large, steep clearing dotted with flowers of every color. No need for an encyclopedia here. Fox can name all of them. Anemones, moss campion, violets, veronica, purple saxifrage, mountain sorrel, forget-me-not, butterwort, mountain avens. Placing a long blade of grass split down the middle onto his lips, Wolf sounds a shrill whistle. And Marmot pops out from behind a rock. The golden glow. Yes, I've seen it. Beautiful, unforgettable, but rare. You have to climb right to the top, to the summit. Fox sets off again, leaving Wolf and Marmot behind. He walks quickly, excited to be so close to his goal at last. Little by little, billowing clouds fill the sky. Fox climbs so high that he finds himself stumbling through a dense fog. Suddenly, a strange shape looms into view. It's a mountain goat, balanced on a boulder, reading a book. There's no point in going any higher, Fox. Nothing grows at that altitude. But if you're bound and determined, take this walking stick to help. Fox has already climbed a good portion of the mountain, but the hardest part is yet to come. Snow zone, 9,800 feet. Alpine zone, 8,200 feet. Subalpine zone, 6,200 feet. Montane zone, 3,300 feet. Foothill zone. Even so, Fox doesn't get discouraged, and soon he's made his way out of the clouds to be greeted by the sun. He finds not a single flower on the summit, nothing but rocks and snow. The day is fast drawing to a close. Fox has to hurry to set up camp before nightfall. Once he's pitched his tent and rolled out his sleeping bag, Fox sits himself down to watch the sunset. As he lays his walking stick on the ground, he feels something brush against his paw. Hidden under the snow is a fabulously fascinating flower. It must be the golden glow. Just as he reaches over to pick the flower, Fox changes his mind. The golden glow is more beautiful here on the mountaintop than it ever would be in a vase in his living room. He opens a backpack and pulls out a notebook and pencil. Then, studying the plant from every angle, he begins to draw. His pencil takes note of every detail. Pistil, petals, stamen, stem, sepals, leaf. Back home the next day, he'll put all of his drawings into his botany book so that in the evening, sitting in his armchair, he will never forget just how fabulously fascinating his golden glow is, high up on the mountaintop.
And that, my friends, is the END. What did you think of today's story? If you enjoyed listening, make sure to write a review, and we might even read it aloud on a future episode. To find a Bella Ballerina storybook-themed dance class, check out all of our locations on bellaballerina.com. We're always looking to visit new cities and find new studio owners through our franchise opportunity. Check it out!